for both of these people who recorded their eyewitness accounts of how they got out. But that's not the situation for thousands, tens of thousands of people that die every day and are not revived and spend eternity in the place just described. Contemplating the reality of hell, it's going to bother you. However, I encourage you to think about it while praying for your lost friends. An urgency will grow in your witness. A friend of mine from high school named Bert, one of the nicest guys you could know. Things people said about him, the ways that he touched people's lives, it was unreal. Just always smiling, great sense of humor, would poke fun at people, but always in love, not in any meanness at all. Well, found out that Bert had moved out to Fort Lauderdale. He was working on these boats, 100, 150-foot yachts. They go out to Australia, around the bottom of the coast of South America. He got to see the world working on one of these boats. One of these huge sailboats that people, they can just take 3 months off for vacation. He worked for these kind of people on these kind of boats. Well, I found out he's in Fort Lauderdale, and I just happened to be working out in Fort Lauderdale, a job out of town. So, of course, going to Fort Lauderdale, knowing Bert's in Fort Lauderdale, I start kind of looking him up. But I knew I was going to be there for a long time. I didn't have that sense of urgency to get his number right away, to do whatever it took to find his number. You know, I asked a couple friends. They didn't know. Kelly was checking out the internet. My wife's checking out the internet. She couldn't really find anything. I was looking in the local phone book. I was calling all the Bert Rochelles, the Craig Rochelles. Went by both names. Couldn't find anything. And while I was out there, a little over halfway through my engagement in Fort Lauderdale, got a phone call from another friend of ours, Dave. And as soon as he said, "I've got bad news about Bert," I knew Bert was dead. I knew it. This was happened the weekend of the MTV Music Awards. They were in Miami, a lot of extravagant parties. And the boat that he was on was leased by a group called Usher, which I never really knew about, but apparently pretty famous. They had one of the most extravagant parties that night of the MTV Awards. They had the leopard with the diamond-studded collars, they had it all. And apparently Bert wasn't real interested in this party, so he goes scuba diving in a place he knew was not safe to scuba dive. He was found the next day, washed up on the rocks, his scuba outfit just beside him, him laying in nothing but his swimming suit, died alone. I was hoping to get in touch with Bert, not only because he's a long-lost friend from high school, one of my best friends from high school, but because he, as far as I knew, did not know the Lord. We always think there's another day. We always think there's another week. We always think there's some more time. There's a lot of people who say, you know, I don't believe in getting in anybody's faces. I believe that, I'm just going to live a Christian life and people are going to come up to me and say, "Hey, you know, what's different about you? You know, what is it? What's that peace you've got?" And the fact of the matter is, Bert never asked me. I went to seminary. I had a big life change from high school. We were running with the wrong crowds and got into some trouble. And I changed a lot. He didn't change a whole lot. He never said, "What is about you?" Never did. In fact, I don't know if anyone in my entire life has ever said, "What is it that's different about you?" I mean, think about yourself. How many people have come up and witnessed to you? Putting the shoe on the other foot, rather than someone coming up to us to ask us, How many people have come up to us and witnessed us? I think maybe three. I've asked other people. They're like, one, zero. I see some zeros out in the crowd. One said one and turned out to be his pastor. Well, praise God for that, but he was in a Bible class, you know, so praise God the pastor laid it all out there. But we don't know when Jesus is going to come back. We don't know when our friends are going to die.